From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Tuesday, July 24th. We could sit in here and talk about the Mets, but why bother? Let's get right to the Yankees, who for the first time this year are facing some choppy seas. How's that? Okay. They have fallen off the pace against the Red Sox, who never lose. And you've seen some signs of some problems, led, of course, by the Sanchez stuff. Now, to start, Sanchez is not in the lineup tonight. Bird is playing, is the DH. Romine's catching. There have been subtle leaks today that Sanchez may be hurting. That should be no excuse for last night. We watched last night. I saw Sanchez after the game last night. Sanchez last night did not say one thing about being hurt last night after the game. I saw him through his interpreter speak last night. And at the end of the play, when he's running down the line, which took him forever, he walked basically and then sped up at the end. He tried to get it going at the end. It wasn't that he couldn't get it going. He tried to get it going. And then after the game, said he should have run harder. I should have run harder. He didn't say he was hurt. He said he should have run harder. Bottom line is, this guy is, you know, to put it mildly, a little off his game right now, okay? It's not the first time he hasn't hustled. I don't know if he's just frustrated. I don't know if he's a moody guy who just doesn't want to hustle. Whatever it is, if you're Aaron Boone right now, you should sit him down and you should say that's why you're sitting him down. Don't give him an alibi. I bet you the Yankees do give him an alibi here. They've probably warned him this is his last chance and given him an alibi here, and they'll probably tell you, hey, you know, we're trying to work through this thing. He's a little tidy, had a little problem last night. He didn't have a problem last night. What happened last night is he didn't hustle after a ball that he got crossed up on, and he did get crossed up, and Severino admitted after the game that he was wrong and Sanchez was right. So he was crossed up on a ball that got away from him, but that doesn't matter. What matters is he didn't run after the ball. That's what matters. He never said he didn't see the ball. What he said is, I just have to try harder. Well, you know what? Enough of this. This has been going on for a while. And if you want to be Manny Ramirez, you better hit like Manny Ramirez, okay? If you want to have, you're going to think you're going to go through life with that kind of stuff and that kind of utter nonsense, well, you better hit like him. And right now, you're not doing that either. So this is the way baseball works, unfortunately. You can tolerate some of that stuff from a guy hitting 340. You can't tolerate it from a guy hitting 180 who boxes the ball behind the plate. That you can't tolerate. And this is not the first time that it's happened for him. We've seen Sanchez not hustle before, and last night, let's be honest, there's no way around it. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Sanchez did not hustle on more than one occasion, and he should be reprimanded for that. And you know what? I don't know. You're going to find out when Boone speaks today whether they give him a soft landing here or not. And I think if I had to guess, right now I'm guessing because we haven't heard from Boone yet, I'm going to guess he's going to say he's got a little tightness, he felt something last night. We're going to get one of those. And you know what? I think it's the wrong way to do it. But if they want to do it that way, so be it. But that means you run out of excuses with these. You don't get another one of these with the public. You don't get another one of these because there's not anybody who watched that last night who believed Sanchez was hurt. He wasn't hurt. They didn't take him out of the game when he didn't hustle after the ball early in the game. And he clearly tried to hustle late on his way down the first baseline, which took him over like 6 seconds to get down the first baseline. I mean, that was just an outrageous lack of hustle at the end of the game. You want to say he's frustrated by his play? Fine. I'm sure the Yankees are frustrated by his play. But the bottom line is the Yankees are in the middle of a pennant race. They cannot have guys playing like that. He's hitting 188 to begin with, and then you're going to have him catch a lousy game behind the plate and then not hustle? This has to be dealt with, and if you're Boone, you need to deal with it now. And listen, Boone bought himself some time last night. I didn't see it. You know, I got to go, you know, basically the old, I gotta watch the game film. That's what he gave you. He gave you the old proverbial. See, he's slick enough to do that. See, Callaway's not even slick enough to do that. He's slick enough to give you, I got to go watch the old game film tape, which is what he gave you last night with Sanchez. I was blocked out. I didn't really see it. I was concentrating on something else, so I didn't see that he didn't hustle. I got to go look at his video, and then I'll let you know. Well, now he's looked at the video. Now he's got to let us know. And what I think he's going to let us know, as it's already been leaked out today through a couple of places, that he might be hurting, and which I'm sure came from his agent first, because, hey, that's damage control. That's what your agent's supposed to do. Here he is. You got, you know, in Tampa, they're making fun of him in the newspapers. Here, everyone's angry at him. The bottom line is right now, you got to try and take some of that, you know, away. And the best way to do it, oh, come on, he's hurting. He tried to play hurt last night. He couldn't do it. He did not say not one moment in that interview did he say he was hurting. Not one moment. At least, unless the guy was saying something that he didn't say. Now, you're dealing through an interpreter, as we know, but the bottom line is he didn't say anything about being hurt last night. He said he needs to run harder, and he needs to play harder. Well, it's about time you do that, because he, let's just say, to put it politely, doesn't have his game together, okay? There are other ways to say it, but he does not have his game together right now. And if you're a Boone, you know, this is where, for the first time, you know, it's not all seashells and balloons now every day. You know, it's not all three-run homers and we come from behind. Right now, the Yanks are struggling. And you can boil this thing down to really two teams. I mean, it really is. Boston has killed Tampa Bay and Baltimore, and the Yankees are 10-10 against Tampa Bay and Baltimore. And Boston is 19-5. That's the difference. The Yankees are 5-4 against the Red Sox. They have a better record against good teams. It's these two teams. The Yankees are 10-10 against Tampa Bay and Baltimore, and the Red Sox are 19-5. They own them, and the Yankees are struggling. And the Yankees have trouble winning here. They have trouble with Baltimore when they shouldn't, especially in a year where Baltimore has played, you know, 280 baseball for the most part, you know, and played just atrociously. But they've done well against the Yankees this year. But right now, listen, Joe Girardi dealt with Sanchez last year. They had their issues. We know that. We know Sanchez is a guy that you got to hit, you got to boot a little bit. You got to get on him a little bit. There's time, you know, there's been times where people have called him lazy, said he doesn't hustle, blah, blah, blah. Well, now we've seen it. We've seen it time and time again, and we saw it last night in a big way on more than one occasion. And you know what? It shouldn't stand. That's all there is to it. So in the lineup tonight, you have Romine catching, you have Walker at first and Drury at second, and you have Bird the DH this evening. That's where we are right now. And let's be honest, the Yankees have hit a rough patch. It's late July. The Yankees can't act now like, hey, you know what, we're fine. You know, all we wanted to do this year is win the wild card. No. The Yankees set out to win a championship this year. The best way to do that, the avenue to get there, is to win a division title. You can't back off that now and act like, hey, you know, as long as we make the playoffs, we're fine. No. That's not what this was about. And the Red Sox are going to make this tough. You're going to have to go chase them. You're going to have to play well to go chase them. Now, I'm not worried about Severino. Every pitcher has a little lull at times during the season. There are times where you go through a period where you're going to give up a couple of home runs, as he has. You're going to have a couple of outings that aren't great. You're going to be a little tired. You're going to have tired arm. It's going to happen. It happens to them all. That doesn't bother me at all. But the team overall hasn't played well. And then you see a situation where the manager has to step in and get tough. And that's where we are now with Sanchez. Let's see how he handles that. The other thing is, let's be honest, the bunt last night made no sense. I know there are times to use the bunt, and there are times where you don't even think of using the bunt. And using the bunt where he used it last night, come on now. Think about who's up. Think about what the situation is, and think about who's up next. And think about what you're doing before you use the bunt. That was atrocious. That made no sense. You cannot use the bunt there. I'm sorry. It was just a terrible play. A terrible play. Just bad baseball. Really bad baseball. It's terrible. Well, you know, there are times, right place, right time for the bunt. That wasn't it. So what we have is, you know, listen, it's not the end of the world. Team has played very well this year. They've won 63 games, but they're chasing a rocket ship. And if you're going to chase a rocket ship, you're going to have to keep in gear. And right now, they're a little off their gear. They've hit some choppy seas here, and now you're going to find out a little bit about Boone. He's had a lot of easy days so far as the manager at his club. Now, he's got something he's got to manage through. Well, his ace is going through a little bit of a lull, a little bit of a tired period. He put his closer on the mound the other day. He couldn't have hit you, you know, in the rear end from 30 paces. I mean, he couldn't find a plate, you know, with both hands. Is that something we have to worry about? We have to worry about the knee. Is it an issue? Is there a problem? You got some other guys, and I'll tell you, it's a weird phenomenon. But this team doesn't win when Torres isn't there. It doesn't play well when Torres isn't there. It's kind of a weird thing, but it's already happened with this team. He's kind of become a very big part of this team at a very, very young age. Some guys are like that. Some guys, you know, you just know when they're not there. The Yankees have missed Torres. They clearly have. He's already very much part of the fabric of that team. So is Judge. I think those two especially lock in there at that. They really do. There's certain guys that happens with. But right now, I think it's going to be a little bit of an interesting time just to watch how the Yankees respond, how the young manager deals with a player who should be reprimanded here. I hope he gives it to him between the eyes. I don't think he will. The way it's setting up right now, I think you're setting up for him one more public excuse. But he doesn't get another one of those. And frankly, I don't believe this one. I don't know about you, but I don't believe for one second he's hurt. I think what he was a guy who's just frustrated with every part of his game, and it led to him manifesting itself last night and him not hustling at all. And that can't stand. And that's why he shouldn't be in the lineup tonight, and they should say he's not in the lineup because he didn't hustle. Not that he's got some strain or something.